The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A protest broke out at Terrace City Hall last week in response to a petition against the relocation of the Kasan Residence and Shelter. Many residents and neighboring businesses expressed their discomfort with the shelter moving to Elks Hall on Tetralt Street. Kyle de Medeiros, a resident of the South Side area where Elks Hall is located, presented to council claiming that the facility is not properly licensed.
According to our city planners, they are trying to say this is a community care facility. Yet our bylaw in the province of BC defines a community care facility as one being licensed by the province. Yet according to the province of BC and the licensing board, community care facilities of this type would not fall within that shelter's category.
De Medeiros then presented a petition and several letters expressing residents' worries about theft and safety.
This petition was strongly received by the community. It had a 97% signature rate and around over 372 signatures and counting, as people are still bringing them to my house to this day. The petition took a lot of time, sometimes 2 hours for one street, because almost every house you went to had a story about how they were either victims of theft, belligerent behavior, or assault. Council has seen letters from businesses and three members of the community who have shared their stories and views on the shelter idea.
Following the presentation, William Morrison, the organizer of the protest, asked questions about safe supply and safe injection sites. Morrison explains how he heard about the petition and why he decided to organize the protest.
I was in Prince George, actually, and my sister pointed it out to me on Facebook. And so when she pointed it out to me on Facebook, pointed out the fact that Elks Hall was a part of the hearing. And so, you know, I just decided right at that moment that something needed to be done for the voices that the unheard voices to be heard.
One of the members of the demonstration, Robert Davis, explains why he participated.
I don't think the city has any right to force Kasan anything. They did their homework. They checked the bylaws. They checked the zoning. They know exactly where they're allowed to put what they want to put there.
After the demonstration inside, protesters exited City Hall and proceeded to drum and sing. Two RCMP cars then arrived and monitored the situation outside. In response to De Medeiros' presentation, Councillor James Cordero put forward a motion to open a discussion with both Kasan and BC Housing about finding a different location for the shelter. Later in the week, Kasan released a statement saying that with appropriate zoning and secured grants, they are moving along with the relocation. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.